Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
22 years ago, this week, I met a really smart lady named Eva Rosenberg. She became a member of my Brain Trust that day, and she's been with me now for 22 years. As an original founding member of my Brain Trust, it was the first 6 months I was on the air. Eva Rosenberg, happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, Jim. And we were only 12 at the time, right?
We just got out of elementary school, both of us, and we were ready to go. Eva, thank you for 22 great years. We couldn't do without you. She is the tax mama, folks. She's one of the world's experts on small business taxes. She's written all the important books on the topic, including her new one, The Trump Tax Cut. Eva, thanks again.
That's the old one.
Oh, that's okay.
That's old.
I can't keep up.
The small business taxes made easy is in its fourth edition.
I've got that now. I've got it in front of me right now.
Yes.
Fourth edition, folks. That means it's awesome.
That means it's up to date.
That's right.
For everything except the CARES Act. Everything up through December.
Yeah, there you go. I want you to talk to us about some of the new things that one of the points I made early on is, Eva, I've been reporting on the coronavirus for 2.5 months since early February. I wrote a Black Swan article February 15th, and so one of the things I pointed out early on is, folks, regardless of what the Congress is doing, regardless of what the president's doing, regardless of what the Fed's going to be doing, expect the IRS to be all up in our business over all this. And so, Eva, I want you to give us a report on that. I know that they've extended the filing date for 2019 taxes to July 15th, which I didn't understand because we already had an extension period. But they did extend the tax payment period that long. So tell us about that.
Okay, so they extended the payment. First of all, they extended just about everything, all right? And they've extended the payment period for your income tax returns, for the 2019 tax returns, for the first quarter estimated payment, and for the second quarter estimated payment, mm-hmm. and for funding IRAs, and for funding HSAs and, health savings arrangements and medical savings accounts. So they've extended all of that. And one of my readers has been really, really going nuts because she started a Section 1031 tax-free exchange just when everything shut down.
Wow.
And she couldn't go get the other property to replace it. And you have to identify the property within 45 days. And then close within 180 days, and she's totally itching, and I've been contacting my friends at the IRS, do we get that extra time? Do we get the extra time?
Mm-hmm.
So she just told me yesterday that they did give her the extra time,
right.
But I haven't seen the announcement for that. I have to look for that.
Well, that's a little bit esoteric. That's not something the average person does on a regular basis. I mean, a lot of people do, but I can see where that would be like almost not a one-off, but one of the lesser.
Well, there are a lot of people doing that. There, mm-hmm. Entire industries revolving around that.
Right, that's
that.
True. That's
the
true.
Other thing they extended, and this is pretty important.
Can I stop you for a second, folks? They extended your requirement to pay it on a certain date. They didn't abate the fact that you have to pay taxes. Whatever taxes were due April 15th, they're going to be due one day. July 15th probably, but my question to you, Eva, about that is, what if I don't have all that? What if, part of the reason they extended it is I don't have the cash maybe. And so if they extended, I sure don't have the cash for two payments at once. Are they going to move this on out there and give people a couple of years to pay?
They're not. But right now they are waiving the interest and the penalties.
Okay.
If you don't have the money then you're just going to – there is a form, actually. There's a form 1128 where you can ask for more time to pay. It will mm-hmm. waive the penalties, but it won't waive the interest.
Mm-hmm.
So the penalties, which are 5% a month kind of thing, that is worth 5% if you don't file, but 0.5% a month if you don't pay – that's worth getting that waived. So that's
right.
Okay. But there was one other extension that is very, very important. People who haven't filed the 2016 tax return yet, that tax return would be due on April 15th. It would be due tomorrow, or they lose all of their refunds for 2016. And IRS did extend that.
But who hasn't filed for 2016 that wouldn't be upside down with the IRS?
No, so there are people who have wages with withholding or other estimated payments. They haven't filed for a variety of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't filed because they're sick. They haven't filed because they got married and their spouse
right.
can't get their act together, or because they got divorced.
Well, why is that 1 year? Why is that 1 year germane to anything?
You could only get a refund up to 3 years after the tax return is due.
That's it.
And so, yes, so 2016, which would have been filed in 2017,
mm-hmm.
expires 3 years later
wow.
in 2020. And so now we have a whole group of people who are waking up and getting this extra time. And for the first time, they're aware. They're acutely
mm-hmm.
aware that there's money out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time in the past, IRS
so for them, this has turned
year.
Out pretty well. A quick question, you may not be able to answer. If we move the filing date to July 15th, are they moving the extension date beyond October 15th?
They are not.
It's staying the same.
They
so it's
not.
All going to be crunched
try.
Up.
Like
it's all going to
be.
Yeah, I'm working hard for my folks here, Eva. I'm trying to get the money
yes,
abated.
Are.
I'm trying to get the filing extension moved out.
I love it.
I'm trying, folks. You know, I always work for you. Work hard. Tintail, right back with Eva Rosenberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.